Do psychedelics affect sleep and dreaming? Yes. And the overlap with dreaming runs deeper than metaphor. Serotonin normally promotes wakefulness and suppresses REM sleep, with the brain's serotonin neurons firing in waking, slowing in deep sleep, and falling silent during REM, Monty 2011. Activating the psychedelic receptor 5-HT2A with an agonist reduces both REM and slow-wave sleep in animals, Monty and Jantos 2006. In people, a daytime dose of ayahuasca reduced REM sleep and increased deep slow-wave sleep that night without harming sleep quality, Barbanoy et al. 2008, and daytime psilocybin delayed the onset of REM, the same signature produced by classical antidepressants, Dudisova et al. 2020. These are small, early human studies of daytime dosing. Long before anyone had measured a brainwave, people reached for the same word to describe what a psychedelic did. It was dreamlike. The comparison is almost irresistible. In a dream, images arrive unbidden and fully formed. The ordinary rules of logic and time bend. Feelings swell far beyond their waking size, and the sturdy sense of being a single, bounded self loosens its grip. Anyone who has read an account of a psilocybin or DMT journey will recognize every item on that list. What is remarkable is that modern neuroscience, coming at the question from the direction of sleep laboratories and receptor pharmacology, has found that the resemblance is not a coincidence. Dreaming and the psychedelic state are built in part from the same materials. The architecture of a night. A night of sleep is not a uniform blank. It is a structured journey through distinct stages. After we drift off, we descend through the lighter stages of non-REM sleep into deep, slow-wave sleep, the large, slow electrical waves of the brain's most restorative phase. When memories are consolidated, metabolic waste is cleared, and synapses are recalibrated. Then, roughly every 90 minutes, the brain does something extraordinary. It climbs back up into REM sleep, the stage of rapid eye movements and vivid dreaming in which cortical activity looks almost as busy as waking, even as the body lies paralyzed. Across a night, we cycle through this sequence several times, with slow-wave sleep dominating the early hours and REM claiming ever longer stretches toward morning. What governs these transitions is a shifting balance of brain chemicals, and serotonin sits near the center of it. The dorsal RAFA nucleus, the brain's main source of serotonin, fires at a steady clip while we are awake, slows during slow-wave sleep, and falls almost completely silent during REM, Monty 2011. Serotonin, in other words, is a chemical of wakefulness and a break on dreaming. When it flows, we are alert and REM is held back. When it goes quiet, REM is released. The serotonin paradox. Here is where the puzzle sharpens. Classic psychedelics work by flooding the serotonin 2A receptor. They are, functionally, serotonergic drugs. If serotonin suppresses REM and promotes waking, why does a serotonergic drug produce a state that feels so much like a dream? The answer is that psychedelics do not switch on sleep. They keep you fully, often intensely awake, while recreating inside that waking mind many of the neural conditions of REM. And when researchers give a 5-HT2A2C agonist to animals and record their sleep, they see exactly what serotonin's role predicts: increased wakefulness and a reduction in both REM and slow-wave sleep during the drug's active window, Monty and Jantos 2006. The drug does not put the brain into REM. It produces a third state, a waking dream, and then reshapes the real sleep that comes afterward. Ut adayu psilocybin mushroom treats. Why the trip feels like a dream? The phenomenological overlap between dreaming and the psychedelic state is more than skin deep, and it maps onto shared brain activity. In REM dreaming, the prefrontal regions responsible for self-monitoring, reality testing, and executive control go quiet, while the limbic and visual systems that generate emotion and imagery become highly active. This is why dreams are so vivid yet so uncritical. We accept their impossibilities without question, Nair and Tononi, 2010. The psychedelic state shows a strikingly similar profile, a loosening of top-down prefrontal control and a liberation of the deeper, emotional, image-making brain. Both are conditions in which the mind's ordinary sensor steps back and its generative machinery runs free. It is little wonder that the felt textures, the imagery, the emotional intensity, the dissolving self, the warped time are so alike. We have explored this kinship from the dreaming side in our piece on psychedelics and dreaming. Here we approach it from the direction of sleep itself. What psychedelics do to the night. The most revealing evidence comes from studies that gave a psychedelic during the day and then measured sleep that night with full polysomnography. In one carefully controlled trial, healthy volunteers received a daytime dose of ayahuasca, the Amazonian brew, whose active psychedelic is DMT. Remarkably, it did not wreck their sleep. Unlike a dose of amphetamine given as a comparison, ayahuasca caused no delay in falling asleep and no disruption of sleep maintenance, and volunteers rated their sleep quality as unimpaired. What it did do was shift the architecture of the night, reducing REM sleep while increasing slow-wave sleep and slow-wave activity. Barbanoj et al., year 2008. The brew tilted the balance away from dreaming sleep and toward deep restorative sleep. A more recent study of psilocybin found a related signature. Given in the daytime to healthy volunteers, psilocybin lengthened REM latency, the time from falling asleep to the first REM period, with a trend toward reduced REM duration, while leaving the overall amount and continuity of sleep essentially intact. Dudesova et al., 2020. This detail is more interesting than it first appears because delaying REM and trimming its duration is precisely the fingerprint left by nearly every classical antidepressant. SSRIs, tricyclics, and MAO inhibitors all suppress REM, and some researchers have long suspected that this REM suppression is bound up with how they lift mood. Join the UTW sacrament, the oldest prayer remembered, the gentle dissolving of the self into light, held in ceremony by a master facilitator. Sit with our community first, a free live weekly circle on Zoom. No commitment, simply a conversation. The antidepressant clue that psilocybin should share this signature is a tantalizing hint about how it might work. If suppressing REM and shifting sleep towards slow wave depth is part of the antidepressant mechanism, then a psychedelic that does the same, or even from a single daytime dose, may be tapping into the same deep lever alongside its more famous effects on growth and plasticity. And the slow wave side of the story matters just as much as the REM side. Deep slow wave sleep is when the brain does much of its structural housekeeping, consolidating what was learned, pruning what was not, and strengthening the connections that a burst of daytime plasticity has just seeded. A psychedelic that opens a window of heightened plasticity and then promotes the deep sleep in which that plasticity is consolidated would be, in effect, working the night shift as well as the day shift. This is still a hypothesis rather than an established chain of cause and effect. But it reframes the psychedelic experience as something that does not end when the visions fade. The hours and nights that follow, the reshaped sleep, the altered dreams, the consolidation of new patterns may be part of the therapeutic arc, not merely its aftermath. It connects naturally to the science of the afterglow, the lingering openness many people report in the days after a session. The honest cautions. The picture here is genuinely intriguing, but it must be held lightly. The human studies are small, involve daytime dosing in healthy volunteers, and measure only a night or two of sleep. They are first sketches, not a finished map. They do not test what happens when someone takes a psychedelic close to bedtime, and they do not establish that the sleep changes cause any clinical benefit. Individual responses vary widely. Some people report vivid, disturbed, or intensified dreams for a night or two after a session, and some report the opposite. Nothing here suggests that psychedelics are sleep aids, and taking them for that purpose would be both unwise and, in most places, illegal. It is also worth being precise about the metaphor. Saying that a trip is like a dream captures something real about the neural conditions involved. But a psychedelic state is not literally REM sleep. The person is awake, can often remember and reflect, and retains far more continuity than a dreamer does. The value of the comparison is that it points to shared machinery, not identity. As always with this science, the honest position is one of fascinated caution. Real findings, small studies, large questions still open, two windows, one imagining brain. What the sleep laboratory ultimately reveals is a kind of unity beneath two very different experiences. Every night without any drug, the brain of every human being lets go of the waking world and enters a state of vivid, emotional, self-dissolving imagery. And every morning we return, usually having forgotten most of it. A psychedelic opens a similar door while we are awake and lets us walk through it with our eyes open and our memory intact. Dreaming and tripping in this light are two windows onto the same deep faculty. The imagining brain, the part of us that generates worlds. One window opens on its own each night, the other we have learned with ancient plants and modern chemistry to open deliberately. Studying how they overlap is teaching us not only how psychedelics work, but something older and stranger, how the mind dreams at all. UTW. Journal is educational and does not provide medical advice. Serotonin's role in promoting waking and suppressing REM sleep, the reduction of REM and slow-wave sleep by 5-HT2A agonists in animals, and the human findings that daytime ayahuasca reduced REM while increasing slow-wave sleep, and that psilocybin delayed REM onset are all documented in the studies cited. But these human studies are small and preliminary, involve daytime dosing, and do not establish that sleep changes cause clinical benefit. Psychedelics are controlled substances, are not sleep aids, are unsafe for some people, and nothing here is a recommendation to use them.